Happy May Day, everybody. It is May Day today, and that means many things. What you're hearing right now for May Day is the Internationale that is performed by Utah Phillips and Andy DeFranco. Internationale being the International Song of Revolution, and is played today because this is International Workers' Day. And why is it International Workers' Day? Because on this day, in 1886, even though we don't celebrate this in America too much, in 1886, this was the Haymarket Riots, when workers had a huge demonstration in Chicago demanding an eight-hour day. The police attacked the rally, and a riot ensued. Workers were killed and mowed down, and a number arrested and then tried and convicted and hung for conspiracy to throw a bomb. So this day is celebrated as International Workers' Day everywhere in the world, pretty much, except right here in the United States of America. But that's why we're playing the piece by Andy DeFranco and Utah Phillips. This day in 1328, the War of Scottish Independence ended. The Treaty of Edinburgh and Northampton was signed, and the Kingdom of England recognized the Kingdom of Scotland as an independent state. This is in 1328. And then a few hundred years later, on this very same day in 1707, the Act of Union happened that brought the Kingdom of England and Kingdom of Scotland together to form the Kingdom of Great Britain. And now what's happening? Well, now the Scots are once again campaigning for independence, and this September there will be a vote in Scotland as to whether or not to secede from Great Britain and once again become an independent nation. Many things happened this day. This covers just a couple of them for you, what happened on May the 1st. This was right after the Civil War in 1866. There was a tragic incident that happened in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee was one of those states the Union occupied. African-Americans rebelled and helped maintain and make Tennessee part of the Union after it was seized. And after the Civil War, this is one of the centers of Reconstruction, obviously, and when the soldiers came home from the war, the black soldiers came home from the war, they were confronted by the white police, and the white police and the Negro veterans had a confrontation. And when that happened, there was a mass of armed former Confederate soldiers, and a mob went through the black part of town. 48 people were killed, almost all of them African-American. 46 were African-American. Many were injured. Hundreds of black people were robbed. 5 black women were raped. Homes and churches were burned to the ground. Schools were burned to the ground. And they had to call in federal troops to maintain order and put the city back in order. But what happened was many people fled that city. And, you know, oddly enough, what happened was the population of Memphis, which was roughly half African-American, became only a one-quarter African-American because people fled and never came back. But this is a very huge moment in the battle for Reconstruction. This day in 1867, speaking of Reconstruction, this is the day that Howard University was opened and named for General Oliver O. Howard. And on this day in 1915, we had not yet entered World War I. But the very famous ship from that period, the Lusitania, left New York for her 202nd crossing the Atlantic. 6 days later, the ship was torpedoed off the coast of Ireland. Almost 1,198 people were killed, including 128 Americans. And this began a sentiment for America to go into the war to fight Germany because it was a German submarine that torpedoed the Lusitania. On this day in 1931, a little happier note, the Empire State Building was erected, and that's that structure is still with us. And in 1941, on this day, this is really fascinating. A. Philip Randolph, of course, one of the great union leaders in America, sleeping car porters, a union head, who helped organize a march on Washington in 1963. But in 1941, on this day, he issued a call for 100,000 African Americans to march on Washington, D.C., to protest discrimination in the armed forces and equal pay and equal work in the war industries. It so freaked out the federal government that they asked him not to do it, and they promised that they would have more equality in the armed forces for African-Americans and also equal pay on the docks and other places. So this took place in 1941, and we can all remember that sometimes it takes a little stand-up to make things change. And on this day in 1961, Fidel Castro decided to proclaim that Cuba would be a socialist nation. And finally, we'll end with this today, that in the year 2003, this was the day that the then-President George Bush landed on the USS Abraham Lincoln off the coast of California and declared the war over. Major combat operations of Iraq have ended, President George Bush said, because they bombed Iraq in Operation All. And, of course, 2003 became 2011, and the war was still going on. Well, that's this day in history, May the 1st. There's much more to this day in history. Just visit our website at steinershow.org. It's all right there, and You can find all the events that we didn't have time to talk about today.